Hi, Carol.
Hello, how are you?
So, gusto kong malaman, paano mo sinimulan yung business?
Actually started in the Philippines. Nag-start yan sa Ilocos because we are originally from Ilocos. So we thought, if we did it in Manila, bukod sa very congested na sa Manila, mataas pa ang operation cost. So we decided to capitalize on Ilocos. Also primarily because Ilocos is one big tourist destination as well. And then after that, that was in 2014. That was in June of 2016 ngayon, we migrated to Australia. So I thought, because it's already my background, I've been doing it since then, I started the company, and the home company is still happening in the Philippines. I thought, you know, might as well expand here in Australia and bring some people over to come and see the Philippines. Because you'd be surprised, a lot of Filipinos really haven't seen, you know, a lot of what the Philippines has to offer. So ngayon, sabi ko, the Filipino Fiesta, this is actually my first marketing venture. So I thought it would be a good, you know, a good place to start in the Filipino-Australian market, actually.
Nung pumunta ka dito, June 2016, right? So, paano mo sinimulan yung business? Like, may mga lumapit na ba sa yung mga kliyente?
The beauty of the travel agency business is that a lot of it is done online. So, even while I was still in the Philippines, I was already getting clients from Australia. So, mga refer-refer, kasi marami kami mga kamag-anak dito. So, mga refer-refer, and then, ngayon, dito, local marketing, wala pa talaga. Kasi, when we started, we wanted to get settled first. I have kids, so I wanted to put them to school first before I focused on the business. So, ngayon, medyo okay-okay na.
What are the destinations na talagang parang binibida nyo?
Palawan is one major destination in the Philippines. So, of course, Ilocos. But yung Palawan lang itself, kasi already has three major destinations. So, it has Puerto Princesa, Coron, El Nido. And then, of course, I have Ilocos. I have Vigan and Ilocos Norte. I have Pagudpud. I have Cebu, Bohol. Actually, ang ganda-ganda kasi ng Pilipinas. Kaya wala ka talagang masabi na, ito lang yun, you know? Some are, although there are more that are more popular, but, you know, a lot of our clients now, they are more well-researched. They actually sometimes tell us places na hindi talaga hinahanap ng iba. Yeah, so we are trying to be as diverse as possible.
So ngayong 2016, kasi continuous naman yung business mo, di ba? So masasabi mo ba na ngayong taon, mas dumarami pa rin yung mga tourists, mas marami pa rin na gustong pumunta sa Pilipinas, o medyo nabawasan ngayong taon?
Actually, masasabi ko mas napaparami. Mas marami kasi apart from yung local tourists na sa Pilipinas, kasi you would really be surprised. Yung mga taga-Maynila lang eh, hindi ba naman talaga sila nakakapasyal dun sa mga ibang lugar, especially those na sinasakyan ng eroplano. You need to fly to get there. Ngayon lang kasi because flights are cheap, you know, and competition is very healthy. So they really get good prices. So I think it's going up and it's going to continue to go up.
So hindi ka natitreaten sa ibang travel agencies at all?
Kasi kami, ano pa kami, networking pa kami. We try to help each other. Kasi, yes, there's some competition, pero makikita mo, very, very seldom na nagkakaroon kami ng same clients. Eh, hindi nag-overlap yung mga clients namin. You know, the world is very big. You see a lot of different people. And yung own personal network ng bawat isa, it's very, very seldom na intertwined siya. And of course, we practice respect. So I think it's that mutual respect with each other. At saka yung sport lang din, you know. Kasi when we do corporate proposals, sometimes, you know, hindi maiiwasan, dalawa, tatlo kami magkakakilala, we compete. But then, you know, that's objective competition. As long as everything is fair and everything is played by the rules, wala namang problema.
Sinapansin ko talaga maraming travel agencies sa Pilipinas. Pero it's good to know that it's a healthy competition and that you all have respect for each other. So yung next question ko to you is, bakit ka naging passionate sa ganitong klaseng business? Because you love tourism in the Philippines? Or dahil gusto mo bang ma-promote yung tourism sa atin?
Actually, it didn't really start as a serious business. It only started because at the time in 2014, I didn't have anything to do because I just came back from Australia. I went back to the Philippines and I didn't know where to start. So I thought I have to start a business. So I might as well like do something that has something to do with travel because everybody's doing it. And I mean, everybody's traveling. Kasi pati, yung advent talaga ng rise ng cheap fares, yan yung mga panahon ng piso fares, yan yung mga ganyan. Plus, my family are travelers. My family are travelers and they always come to me to organize their travels. So I said, you know, might as well make money from it. So doon ko inumpisahan. Pero yun lang yung parang idea. And then eventually when I started from scratch. I didn't know anything. I just did a one-day course. And then later on, after that one-day course, basically I investigated on my own and tried to learn from a lot of, you know, if there's something coming up, trade fairs and everything, I'd be there. Kahit na hindi ako exhibitor, I'd be there as a guest. So to learn and network and everything. And then I saw that it was actually nice. I was able to see a lot of different places. I visited a lot of places in Asia and Philippines as well. Yeah, well, yeah, it's starting. Well, I can say, kasi nakakatawa naman if you're a travel agent and you don't know what you're talking about. So we do really travel. Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, hindi na siya, it's not just because I want to make money from organizing travel packages, but also because I believe that a lot of people really want to travel to relax, have a break. So it's basically not just the travel, but also the memories that you're selling. Na yun kahit papano, they went to this place and they didn't have anything to worry about because their travel was so well planned. So yun na ngayon yung commitment ko, yun na yung passion ko. It's not just because I want to make money, everybody's making me do it anyway. Hindi na ganon.
So bilang huling tanong ko, Carol, kasi diba yung mga business sinasabi nila, tinatanong nila yung question na where is the business now and where will it be in the future? So yung tanong ko sa'yo, where will Go Global Travel and Tours go in the future?
Well, this is a very exciting time for me, actually. My offices in the Philippines have already been franchised. Yeah, I already have two franchises, one in Lawag and one in Cabugao, Ilocos Sur. I didn't want to open too many franchises because I'm here. So I don't want to sacrifice the quality over quantity. So now that the Philippine offices are being taken care of, I'm setting up the support office here in Australia. And starting up an online business here in Australia, see how it goes, and then eventually we'll put up a physical shop front for it. So it's very exciting.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.